As the 0-2 misses low. At the Great Lakes West Division with the Rafters. Coming in from the Great Plains East are the Bucks. Looking at non-division play this year for the Rafters, what divisions they'll see. They'll see the Battle Creek Battle Jacks and the Kalamazoo Growlers of the Great Lakes East Division. You'll have two games here against Battle Creek and Kalamazoo as the 1-2 misses upstairs. The team will also head to Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. That is a four-game stretch consecutively in the middle of July, right before the All-Star break. 2-2 the count on Brandt. Thusa Blanc set. Hands at the belt. Here's the 2-2. That one misses down the dirt and low. Brandt's worked it full. Out in the Great Plains East, the Minnesota Mud Puppies, the 36-game traveling team in the Northwoods League, will come here for a couple of ball games at Witter Field in the beginning of August. Obviously, the home and home with Waterloo. Lacrosse will have a couple games there and a couple games here. The 3-2, runners stay put. That one misses outside for ball. It's in and out of the glove. It's called strike three. Both runners well off their bags. Back pick to try and get Basurto at second. That's thrown into center field. The catcher, Mazok, did not receive that 3-2 delivery, so it was assumed by the fans and by both teams down on the field that it would be called ball four, but instead Brandt is rung up on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs, both looking for the right-hander, Andrew Duceblon, here in the seventh. Still runners on first and second for the catcher, Bryson Stripling. Stripling, an RBI single, most recently back in the sixth, came around to score on the RBI knock for Miles Vandenhoogel. The Rafters will not see anyone from the Great Plains West Division this year. That consists of the Badlands Big Sticks, one of the new teams, one of the two new teams in the league this year, along with the Bismarck Larks, the Mankato Moondogs, the Minot Hot Tots, the St. Cloud Rocks, and the Wilmer Stingers. However, some Rafters could be heading to Mankato in the middle of July. First pitch to Stripling gets through the wickets of the catcher, Mazok. Both runners will advance. Basurto to third, McClanahan to second. Two ducks on the pond with two down for Bryson Stripling. As mentioned, the All-Star game this year will be hosted by the Moondogs up in Mankato, Minnesota. The Rafters had the All-Star game here at Witter Field back in the 2022 season. This year it will be hosted within the Great Plains West Division. Now obviously, for those who don't know, the Great Lakes West Division, I should say the Great Plains West Division. We're in the Great Lakes West Division. That would consist of the Dock Spiders, the Rockers, the Chinooks, the Mallards, the Woodchucks, and your Rafters. Want to know the count on Bryson. Long pause from Deuce Blonde. Here it comes. Swing and a miss on an off-speed delivery. In the bullpen for Waterloo, it's the right-hander from Riverside City College, Luke Riggs. A right-hander up throwing as well for the Rafters. So far, it's been just three pitchers for Wisconsin Rapids. The man out on the hill, Deuce Blonde, the fourth arm used by Waterloo. Went from Gluth to Carter to Land, and now it's Deuce Blonde trying to work out of trouble here in the seventh. 7-5 our score in favor of the Rafters, the 2-1 to Stripling. This is upstairs for ball three. No runs were scored in the first 2.5 innings of this ball game. The exact same thing could be said back on opening day at Hare Baker Field. The Dock Spiders got on the board first in the bottom half of the third in that one. Home team getting ahead here early as well at Witter Field. Stripling awaits the 3-1. Here it is. That one misses low and outside. Another breaking ball from Deuce Blonde. It's ball four. Stripling aboard for the second time today. Bags are full of Rafters. Stripling on first, McClanahan on second, Basurto on third for the nine-hole hitter, Mason Onati. Onati, the second baseman, most recently reached on a walk back in the sixth inning on six pitches. Other than that, a looking strikeout in the third, hit to a 1-3 putout back in the fourth. For Land, on the Bucks side, through just one inning, 29 pitches. That's all she wrote for the Georgia Bulldog tonight. Two hits allowed. One run, it was earned. A walk issued to go alongside two strikeouts for the right-hander. Quick mound meeting between the right-hander Duceblon and Mazok. That has ended, and we're ready to rock and roll with Onadia. Huge spot here with two down in the bags, juice in the bottom of the seventh. Raptors only lead it by two. They're going to look to add more insurance here with their second baseman. Top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel looming in the on-deck circle. Raptor faithful getting into it here as well. The first pitch, a breaking ball that's called a strike on the inner third to Onadia. After Vandenhoevel, it's Boston and then Mathy for the fifth time around tonight. The 0-1 to Onadi. Check swing on a breaking ball. Did he go around on the appeal? Yes, he did, to the third base umpire Juan Rodriguez. It's 0-2 now on Onadi. Duceblon trying to work out of the jam. Here's the 0-2. Misses high. Obviously don't know the starters or the projected lineups for tomorrow. Both rosters set and ready to rock and roll for another 6:35 first pitch at historic Witter Field. Got to get through this one first, though. The 1-2. This one hit in the air center field. Edwards coming in on it. He had a good beat, and he'll make the catch. Onadi and the Raptors leave the bags juiced, sending six up to the plate. Here in the bottom half of the seventh, we're through seven here in Wisconsin Rapids, 7-5, the score in favor of your Raptors. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it, the moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ball game for the Raptors on WFHR. It's the top of the eighth inning from Witter Field, Sidney Ferry. From one Stevens Point pitcher to another in this ballgame, Nick Paulson, his collegiate teammate, got the start. Ferry now will make his first appearance to the Raptors here in the 2024 season. Ferry, the 6'10 senior right-handed pitcher from UWSP, he's a Paw Paw, Michigan native and is the all-time saves leader as a pointer in that program with 29 at the Division III level and in the WIAC Conference. A pinch hitter to begin this frame in Trenton Snyder's spot. First pitch, hit on the ground, left side, under the glove of Brandt and Boston into left field for a base hit. That's number 16, Jay Williams, hitting from the left side to sub in for Snyder and collect a first pitch single in this top of the eighth inning. And another pinch hitter in this spot as well. It'll be Colin Feeney from Ithaca College at the Division III level. Feeney entering in this eighth inning. Same for Williams. Couple of pinch hitters in Snyder and Bennis' spot. First pitch showing bunt from Feeney. He goes around. It's a strike. Ferry, local for Stevens Point. You can hear potentially some of his college teammates, college friends. Some family could potentially be here as well. You're hearing a loud arousal when he's out on the mound. 1-1 swung on a miss. A heavy heater from Ferry on the outer third. Getting Feeney to swing at that 188 on the gun. This past year, Ferry 18 appearances for the Pointers, all out of the bullpen. 5.55 earned run average and a 1.68 whip as the 0-2 misses outside for ball one. An 0-3 record and 2.24 in a third innings pitch, a 3.17 batting average against. So hitters saw the ball well against Harry, but he still got good stuff. Final outing of the year came against UW Lacrosse back on May 10th. Three frames, three hits allowed, one run allowed, three punch outs. He also played with the Raptors in 2023, just like his collegiate teammate Nick Paulson. 14 outings out of the stable last summer for Kirk Schreider. The 1-2 runner takes off, swing and a miss. Stripling throw down to second. Nobody's on the bag. It gets by both middle infielders into center. Williams will take third without a throw. So a strikeout there. But Williams goes first to third. Puts a runner 90 feet away for the 8-hole hitter, Evan Morrison. As mentioned, 14 relief appearances for Sidney Ferry here in the Northwoods League and for Wisconsin Rapids last year, a 2.93 earned run average and a 1.043 whip, a 1-0 record, 15 and a third innings pitch for the right-hander. First pitch to the second baseman, Morrison's on the outside corner for a called strike. Morrison has reached in every plate appearance today, bunted for a single back in the first, had an infield hit in the fifth, and an RBI single, a two-run single in the sixth. He was tagged out in between first and second. The 0-1 to Morrison, chopped on the ground up the middle, over the glove of Ferry. One run's going to come in to score. A backhand from Boston to throw to first is not in time. Another infield knock from Morrison. It's his third infield single today, and his fourth base hit overall at 7-6. It'll bring up Cooper Mills, the shortstop. Mills reached on an error to lead off the seventh, later came in to score on that Mazok RBI single. First pitch. The right-handed hitting shortstop takes a called strike, one on a Sidney Ferry fastball. No runs in the bottom of the seventh for the Raptors. Bucks got one back in the top half of the frame, and they have one back so far here in the eighth. Runner takes off in the 0-1. It's in there for a called strike. Stripling throw down to second in time. Tag applied by the shortstop, Boston. Bryson Stripling fires a bullet down to second base. Taking off the paths is Morrison. We got two down here in the eighth inning. Count on Mills is set at 0-2. Bases are empty. Ferry back to work on the first base side of the rubber. Here's the 0-2. This one hit in the air right field. McClanahan charging out on it. It's going to fall in front for a base hit. Mills' first hit of the evening. He's aboard with two down and flips the card back to the top of the order here in the top of the eighth. Larry Edwards went down looking back in the seventh inning in his most recent at-bat. Hit to a 5-4-3 double play in which a run came in to score. That was the first run of the night for Waterloo in the fifth. Had a base hit in the third and went down swinging to start the ball game against the starting left-hander on the hill for Wisconsin Rapids, Nick Paulson, in the first. Barry gets the sign from Stripling back out of the stretch. First pitch. That one misses up and out for a ball. This is the fifth time seeing the Waterloo order tonight. You'll see him all night tomorrow as well here at Winterfield, the Solaris Mini Bat Giveaway. First of many fun giveaways or event nights here in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. As the 1-0 fouled away right next to the first base dugout of the Bucks. Count evens 1-1 on Larry Edwards. The 1-1. Swing and a miss on a fastball to Edwards. Count moves 1-2. Big pitch here for Ferry to try and hold on to this 7-6 lead. The payoff delivery. This is outside for ball two. Six runs on 12 hits and an error for the visiting Bucks. For your Raptors, seven runs on six hits and an error. Last hit, an RBI single for Miles Vandenhoevel back in the sixth for the Raptors. The 2-2 fouled away. For the Raptors, top of the order, two up in the bottom of the eighth. Vandenhoevel, Boston, and Matthey after Onati flew out to center with the bases loaded. to end the seventh. The 2-2. He struck him out. Edwards down on strikes for the third time tonight. A run comes in to score, but Sidney Ferry stops the bleeding there. We head to the bottom of the eighth here at Winter Field. Top of the order, due up at 7-6 Raptors. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ballgame for the Waterloo Bucks. It's the right-hander number 45, Ethan Alexander, the 6'4 McPherson College product. The senior from Oaklawn, Illinois, will face the top of the Raptor order. 7-6 our score here from Winter Field. Andy Ockham on WFHR, your official radio home for Raptor baseball. All season long, catch all 72 games right here. Alexander will be the fifth pitcher used tonight by the Bucks. Threw on opening day against the Wilmer Stingers in that 5-2 loss. Through two innings, allowed two hits. No runs came in against the right-hander. Struck out four and faced nine hitters in his first outing of the season. Miles Vandenhoevel will lead off this eighth inning. An RBI single for the center fielder back in the sixth. Most recently, he also drew a five-pitch walk and came in to score in that five-run bottom of the third. First pitch to Vandenhoevel right down the chute, taken for a strike. If you're just joining us, a five-run bottom of the third got the party started tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, highlighted by a grand slam and his Raptor debut from Max McGuire. First pitch, breaking ball, missing low and outside. Two runs put up in the bottom of the sixth as well from Wisconsin Rapids. McGuire led off that inning with a triple. The 1-1. That one's there on the outside corner for a called strike. Williams out in right field for Waterloo after pinch hitting for Snyder. In the top half of this frame in which the Bucks added a run to make it just a one-run ball game as the 1-2 misses outside. So just two innings with runs scored for the Raptors, but two big ones. For Waterloo, they added a run in the fifth, three in the sixth, and one in the seventh. Go with one in the eighth as well. The 2-2. This is outside for ball three. Bucks have scored at least one run in the last four innings they've been in the box. When we get to the ninth, it's 2-3-4, lefty-lefty-righty. It's Brandon Hudson, Zach Mazok, and Luke Finn. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Vandenhoevel down on strikes to lead off the eighth. They'll bring up the left-handed hitting shortstop from Tabor College, Trotter Boston. Boston singled with one out back in the first, walked on four pitches and came in to score in the third, led off the fifth with a six-pitch walk. He most recently struck out swinging in inning number six. Alexander goes breaking ball to Boston on the first pitch, and that got a piece of Boston down on the shin guard. He'll take first base and put a runner aboard for Wisconsin Rapids with one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Bring up Jack Matthey. Now we're seeing a discussion between the home plate umpire, Frankie Gonzalez, and the Waterloo skipper after that hit-by-pitch by Boston. Now we're going to have the home plate umpire, Frankie Gonzalez, take care of home plate. We have Daryl Handelsman from St. Paul, Minnesota. He is the second straight year with the Bucks for their skipper. The first pitch to the three-hitter, Matthew, misses for a ball. He's also assisted on his staff, Caleb Milliken, Jack Nathan, and Matthew Rehfeldt. The 1-0. That one's on the outside corner. Matthew takes strike one. Warming up down in the bullpen for the Raptors, that's Max Whitesell. He got the save against Fondi on Monday in that 8-7 victory. Swing and a miss on the 1-1 to Matthew. It's now 1-2 on number 12 of the Raptors. See if Whitesell can slam the door shut for a second straight time as the 1-2 fouled away. We'll not have, if it is Whitesell, we'll not have the Ohio Dominican battery that we had on Monday. Matthew at the plate now is Whitesell's college catcher, but Matthew's the DH in the lineup today. It's the North Georgia catcher, Bryson Stripling, today. As the 1-2 misses outside, runner takes off from his knees, thrown down by Masok, is not in time. Top of the order, Vandenhoevel and Boston. Man, can those guys move. They're out on the base paths. They're a threat to take off at any time. And you see that there. Ground ball in the infield eliminates a double play thanks to that stolen base. Matthew has the count even at 2-2. The payoff. That one misses low and out. Another nice block by Mazok. He has been sliding all over the place behind home plate this evening. And Matthew has worked the count full. Acerto on deck. McClanahan after him. A couple of lefties to face the right-hander Alexander. The 3-2. Chopped on the ground. Back to the mound. Alexander gloves it. Looks to third. And they got Boston hung up between second and third base. It's a rundown. Boston losing his footing. Matthew trying to get to second. The throw to third. Did he beat the tag in there? No, he did not. Boston attempting a swim move. It ends up being the pitcher, Alexander, to apply the tag. Matthew taking second behind the throw in the process. So Boston out. It's a fielder's choice hit into by Matthew. He'll be on second with two down in the inning. Lenomar Basurto, the cleanup hitter for your Raptors with a runner out scoring position. Basurto hitting from the left side, reached on an error to lead off the seventh inning. His last time up, the first pitch, that one misses low for a ball. .87 on the gun there on that delivery from the right-hander Alexander. The next pitch, swing and a miss, count evens 1-1 on Basurto. If it is Whitesell in the ninth, as mentioned, he's got the heart of the order coming up for Waterloo. Wisconsin Rapids looking to get their first win at home this year. Waterloo looking for their first win of the season as the 1-1 misses low and inside to Basurto for ball two. Pitching today for the Raptors, it's gone Paulson, Perry, Arnold, Ferry, and now it could be Whitesell. For the Bucks, it's gone Gluth, Carter, Land, Dusablon, and now Alexander, the 2-1, misses low. Well, in the driver's seat here is Nomar Basurto at a 3-1 count. The Alabama State outfielder Tyler McClanahan licking his chops in the on-deck circle would love to get a shot here with multiple runners on base. The 3-1 to Basurto is in there for a called strike up and in. Nomar was ready to toss his bat over to the Raptor dugout and take his base. Instead, the left fielder will have to go to battle here with a 3-2 count. The payoff. That one misses inside. Nomar having to back out of the way of that one. He's earned his base here. A six-pitch walk drawn with two down. It's the third time he's on the base paths here this evening. And it'll be Tyler McClanahan with runners on first and second. McClanahan is 0-for-3 today in four plate appearances. Last time up, walked on five pitches an inning ago in the bottom of the seventh. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out to the first baseman. It's been his day so far. The first pitch breaking ball from Alexander is fanned right through by McClanahan. It's nothing and one. Hearing some encouragements of come on T-Mac out in the Winterfield crowd, the 0-1. Another breaking ball from Alexander. This one tapped foul. It's nothing and two on the Raptors' right fielder. Nobody holding the runner on second. That's Matthew, the 0-2. This one hit foul down the third baseline. Off the top of the grandstands and into the crowd. A souvenir for a lucky fan that is stuck throughout tonight's ball game, the second home game of the season at Witter Field. Some fun things planned this summer here in Wisconsin Rapids, the 0-2. Another foul by McClanahan, hanging tough. Variety of fun giveaways and fun events. I keep circling that AEW night. Getting some wrestling here at the park. Now, the guest appearance from Hornswoggle was something that caught my eye on our social media pages. That's on the 22nd of June against Madison. The 0-2 misses low and out for ball one on McClanahan. I will make it my mission to get a picture with Hornswoggle. I've decided that, and once I saw the post prior to arriving here in Wisconsin Rapids a few weeks prior, it was game over. 1-2, this one hit on a line down the first base line. It's a foul ball. It got by Heisen, the first base umpire this evening, Purchase. Tom, that is, saying, did not stay in the fair line. It is a 1-2 count still on McClanahan. He's fouled numerous pitches off here in this plate appearance. A couple steps off first is Basurdo. Matthew not being held at second as the 1-2 misses out the right-handed batter's box. Count evens on McClanahan at 2-2. McGuire on deck, Brandt after him, getting to the bottom half of this Rafter batting order. 2-2. Swing and a miss on the inside corner, handcuffing McClanahan. He's down on strikes for the third time this evening. Raptors leave a couple out on the base path here in the bottom of the eighth. It's 7-6. We head to the top of the ninth. Call to the bullpen for Kirk Schreider. It'll be the Ohio Dominican right-hander, Max Weitzel. When we return to Witter Field, you're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We're at the top of the ninth, folks, and the Raptors just three outs away from winning their first home game of this 2024 season. Andy Ockham with you here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your radio voice of Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball all season long. It's the right-hander from Ohio Dominican, the closer for your Raptors thus far in the season, Max Weitzel, in to take the ball. He's got the 2-3-4 spots to open the Waterloo order and a 7-6 lead. First pitch to Brennan Hudson's on the outside corner for a called strike. Six runs on 12 hits and an error for the Bucks. Seven runs on six hits and an error for the Raptors as we sit here in the top of the ninth. Weitzel set the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Foul tip into the glove of Stripling, I should say, on another heater from the big right-hander. Weitzel faced the minimum on opening day, Memorial Day at Hare Baker Field on Monday, allowing a leadoff base hit, but then quickly turning a 4-6-3 double play and recording the final out a batter later. The 0-2 on the outside corner just missed. Rafter fans making it heard, the home plate umpire Frankie Gonzalez. The 6'3 junior right-hander is Weitzel from Dayton, Ohio. All 18 outings for Ohio Dominican this past season, all out of the bullpen. The 1-2 goes off speed, but it misses low and inside. Hudson today, a couple of strikeouts to start off in the first and third innings. Flew out to right to end the fifth. Grounded out three unassisted over to Max McGuire, most recently in the seventh. Weitzel set. The 2-2 to the Waterloo designated hitter. He struck him out on a fastball. Straight cheddar from Max Weitzel to retire the first batter of the inning. It's the three hitter, Zach Mazok, now another left-handed bat in this Waterloo order. Mazok most recently had an RBI single back in the seventh. Doubled to lead off the fourth as well, a multi-hit game for the Waterloo catcher. First pitch to the Baylor Bear, fouled back. Second different catcher that Weitzel has worked with this season, mentioned a couple innings ago, that he worked with his fellow Ohio Dominican Panther in Jack Matthew on opening day. He's got North Georgia's Bryce Stripling throwing down the signals here in the ninth at Witterfield this evening. The 0-1. This is low. Thin on deck. Heisel to follow. Have to imagine after letting him come out with a one-run lead in the ninth for a couple of games early, this is the intended closer for this Rafter coaching staff to begin the summer. The 1-1 in there for a called strike. A breaking ball that worked arm side to the middle of the plate, 80 on the gun in right center. Weitzel's ahead 1-2. Let's see what his put-away pitch is here. The payoff delivery. He struck him out. He went breaking ball down in the dirt. Tag applied by Stripling. Two up, two down here in the ninth. It'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Luke Finn, from the right side. Finn's reached in his last two plate appearances, doubled and came in to score in the sixth, walked on five pitches back in inning number seven. Finn taking his time to get into the box. Weitzel, toe on the rubber. He's ready to rock and ride. The first delivery, showing bunt is Finn. Might have thrown Weitzel off as he pulled that fastball to the screen. It'll begin 1-0 on the Waterloo left fielder. On deck is Heisel. It's the sixth spot following that. It was occupied by Trenton Snyder to begin this game, but Jay Williams had a pinch hit single to lead off the eighth in that spot and went out to play right field in the bottom half of the frame. The 1-0 misses. Downstairs again on Finn. Two balls and no strikes. We have to go to the bottom of the ninth. 6-7-8. McGuire, Brandt, Stripling. 2-0. This is low and outside for ball three. The Rafter dugout getting into it as well, along with the fans here. Weitzel down 3-0. The next pitch. Fastball in the inside corner. It misses low for ball four. Back-to-back punch outs. Four-pitch walk issued to Luke Finn. He's aboard with two down here in the ninth. The left-handed hitting first baseman Marcus Heisen up now. Heisen, just like Brendan Hudson in the two spot, a couple of punch outs to begin his day in innings number two and four. Had an RBI single and came in to score in that three-run sixth inning. And then most recently flew out to the left fielder Basurto to end the seventh. Weitzel's first pitch is in there on the outside corner for a called strike. Went off speed there, 84 on that delivery from the 6-3 right-hander. Their long pause, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to climb the ladder, working up and away. Some good arm side action there for Weitzel. 0-2 the count, two outs. Runner on first, 7-6 the score here in the ninth. Every Rafter on the top step of the dugout. The bullpen on their feet as well. It's time called from the home plate umpire Frankie Gonzalez. We're going to get a reset of the clock. Out in right center field. Weitzel set. The 0-2. This one hit on the ground on the right side. Onati off his chest. The only play is to first. It's in time. Ball game over. Rafters win it 7-6. They get their first home win of the season. 2-for-2 in saves is Max Weitzel to begin the 2024 summer. 6 runs on 12 hits and an error for the visiting Waterloo Bucks. 7 runs on 6 hits and an error for your winners tonight. The good guys, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, improved to 2-1 on the season. Another game tomorrow night here at Winterfield, 6:35, first pitch against these Waterloo Bucks. Don't go anywhere, though. Going to take a minute to recollect our thoughts on WFHR. We'll get a more in-depth postgame here show for you in just a quick minute. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on locally grown radio.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back here from Winterfield, the Rafters win for the first time in Wisconsin Rapids in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Andy Ockham on WFHR for your official postgame show of Raptor baseball. A huge victory tonight against the Waterloo Bucks, the first of four between these two teams this season and the first of two straight here at Winterfield this week. A five-run bottom of the third was the highlight, and it was capped off with a two-out grand slam from Max McGuire in his first game as a Rafter, joining the team literally hours before the game and making an immediate impact along with a triple that he had later on in the contest to lead off the sixth inning. Rafters put up those five in the third along with two in the sixth, and that's all the offense needed to do tonight to hold off the Bucks. Bucks are still winless on the season at 0-3. They put up a run in the fifth, three in the sixth, one in the seventh, and one in the eighth. The great environment here tonight. Looking forward to many more games like this at Winterfield this season. Obviously love being able to travel and be with the team on the road, but there's nothing and there's no place like home. Nick Perry collects the win out of the bullpen, the loss to the starter Braden Gluth. The save to Max Weitzel, it's his second of the season. 3 hours and 2 minutes, the time of the game. Here tonight, looking at the pitching for each team. For your Rafters, Nick Paulson got the start and was strong. The former Stevens Point pointer going four innings, allowing three hits and no runs, no walks. Punching out six. Nick Perry, two innings out of the bullpen, giving up five hits and four runs. Sam Arnold allowing one unearned run in the seventh. Sidney Ferry allowing a run in the eighth. And then Max Weitzel in the ninth. On the visiting side, Gluth, the losing pitcher tonight, 2 1/3 innings, allowing four runs. It went to Brandon Carter for 2 2/3, and then Wyatt Land for an inning, Andrew Duceblon for a scoreless inning, and Ethan Alexander, a scoreless frame in the bottom half of the eighth inning. That'll do it from Winterfield tonight. Rafters win it 7-6. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, 6:35 first pitch, pregame show around 6:25. For Andy Ockham on WFHR, locally grown radio, thank you so much for listening to this presentation of Rafter Baseball. We'll see you tomorrow night here at Winter Field.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, Door County is getting national attention as a political bellwether. We'll find out why in our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.